Starting here, five lines down on the top of Lamadada Manalif with Amar Ula. Ula is now addressing what we had spoken about in yesterday's daf, and that is the statement of Rabbi Yeshua. In Rabbi Yeshua's position, he says someone who has a Shlishi Lituma can create a Sheni Lakodesh, Vein Sheni Lituma, but that's not true in Truma itself. And what is the circumstance in which you have a Shlishi Lituma? Chulin Shenasu Al Tarata Truma. It's only with Chulin that is done Al Tarata Truma. The implications of this, or the inference drawn by the Gemara on that is, Al Tarat Truma in, Al Tarat HaKodesh Lo, that there's only a Shlishi Lituma when it comes to Truma, or Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaTruma. When it comes to Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh, it doesn't extend down to Shlishi Lituma, it stops at Sheni Lituma. And that was the inference they drew from the statement of Rabbi Yeshua. That was the diuk out of his position. That's what Gemara said. Kasavar Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh Late Behu Shlishi. And that is the conclusion we drew from that. Ula comes along and says, Amar Ula, Chavraya Amrin Bechulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh Udolo K'Rabbi Yeshua. Everybody's explaining our Mishnah as a case of Chulin that is Nasu Al Tarat HaKodesh. Our Mishnah talks about Yadayim, which are Sheni Lituma, creating a Shlishi Lituma. One of the answers that was given by Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hoshaya is that the author of our Mishnah is talking about a case of Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh, but it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. It's not like Rabbi Yeshua, because we just stated that the position of Rabbi Yeshua does not reach a Shlishi Lituma B'Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh. So if our Mishnah is talking about Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh, your Daimer Shniot Lituma, they're not going to create a Shlishi Lituma according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's the common wisdom, or the mainstream thought, with regards to the position of Rabbi Yeshua until now. That's what Ula says. But he says, Ana Amina, but I believe against those positions, Rabbi Yeshua he, that even Rabbi Yeshua can be the author of our Mishnah, velomi boi kamar. And Rabbi Yeshua is making a statement of not only, velomi boi chulin shenasu al tarat kodesh dechamirei, I don't have to mention chulin shenasu al tarat kodesh, which is more chamur, and of course has a shlishi lituma, ela afilu chulin shenasu al tarat truma. But not only is it true by chulin shenasu al tarat kodesh, but it's also true by chulin shenasu al tarat truma, nami yitbehu shlishi. They also have a third level of tuma. So what Ula is suggesting over here, against what we've seen until this point, is that Rabbi Yeshua believes there is a Shlishi Lituma both in Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh, as well as Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaTruma. Why did he specify, why did he focus on Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaTruma? Because that's a bigger Chiddush. Of course, by Kodesh, which is more Chamur, Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh is going to have a Shlishi. But the question is, by Truma, is that true? And the answer is yes. And that's why he focused on it. As opposed to what we've seen until now, which was, only Shlishi by Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaTruma, not by Chulin Shenasu Al Tarat HaKodesh. Man Chavraya, who are these Chavraya? When Ula says that my friends or the Talmidei Chachamim, the Beit Midrash, have such a position, who is that? Rabba Baruch Hana hi. It's Rabba Baruch Hana, Dam Rabba Baruch Hana, Rabbi Yochanan. My Ahadre Rabbi Elezer v'Rabbi Yoshua the Hadodi. What did they have in their conversations? I mean, we know what their positions are, but how did they address one another in terms of supporting their positions, as well as disproving their counterparty's position? Now, maybe, or it seems that Rabbi Baruch Hana over here is suggesting that this conversation actually took place, and that he had a Masorah as such from his Rebbe. We don't have it anywhere in a Mishnah, we don't have it anywhere in a Braita, but he had such a Masorah. I would suggest, possibly, that it wasn't, maybe never took place. The Gemara here is superimposing what would have been their conversation to try to understand their position. So not that it necessarily they had this information from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, but either Rabbi Yochanan or then had Masorah as to what were the positions based on, or they tried to figure out what the positions were based on, and that's the following conversation. Damar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, my Adre Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua the Adodi. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer the Rabbi Yeshua, Matzino, we find that the Ochel Chamur Min Ochel, the person who consumes, is more Chamur than the actual item itself. So you have Ochel with a Tzere, which is the person who eats, versus the Ochel, which is the food item itself, with a segel. Rashi has an alternative girsa which makes it a little easier, which is matzino ochel, person who eats, chamur min hamachal. It's more chamur than the food item itself. We'll use that only to make it clear when we're speaking. Dilu, because when it comes to nevela tov tahor, when it comes to nevela tov tahor b'chutz, outside, does nothing. Lo mitameh. If you have nevela tov tahor, you can carry it, you touch it, has no impact on tuma. Vilo ochla, if you consume it, ingest it, mitameh begadim abeita b'liah. So therefore you see that the person who consumes it is more chamur than the ma'achal, than the food substance itself. Vanu heach lo naseh ochel ke ma'achal. How can we not at least make it that the person who is consuming the ochel, the one who is consuming ke ma'achal, like the food item itself? And that's why Rabbi Eliezer's position is, ochel rishon, if you consume a rishon, you are a rishon. You consume a sheni, you are a sheni. You consume a shlishi, you are a shlishi. That's based on this idea. V'Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Lezer, Min Nevelat Tov Tahor Lo Gamrinan. You can't learn it out of Nevelat Tov Tahor. It's a chiddush. It's an unusual circumstance. That is a chiddush. The Dinei Tumah by Nevelat Tov Tahor are a one-time item. No other form of Tumah works this way. So how are you going to take one item and say that that is the standard? That's the paradigm? That doesn't make sense. Ella, he says the other way around. Matzinu Shama Achal Chamor Min Ochel. That the food item or the food substance is more chamor than the one who consumes it. Dilu Ma'achal, the amount or the shi'ur for a food substance to pass on tumah is bikabetza, is the size of an egg. V'ochel, the one who eats or consumes, he only becomes tameh when he ingests ad achil b'chatzi peras, till he eats half of a half loaf. So that is subject to a machloket, an erevim between Rashi and the Rambam, as to the size of a loaf, whether it's 8 beitza or 6 beitzim. Half a loaf then would be 3 and 4 beitza, and then a half of a half would be 2 and 1.5 beitzim. And that's what Rashi notes over here, that the kichatzi pras is 2 beitzim. 2 beitzim, which is half of a half. A half a loaf will be 4 beitzim, and a full loaf will be 8 beitzim, according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, 6 beitzim are a full loaf, 3 beitzim are a half loaf, and a half of a half is 1.5. So here it'll be either 1.5 or 2 beitzim to be the amount that will be ingested in order to make the person tamei. Whereas when you talk about food and its ability to pass on tumah to other things, it only requires a beitzah. How can we make the person who's eating like the food substance itself? We see that the food is more chamur than the person consuming it. So therefore, Rabbi Shua's position is that when you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. Now he'll have to explain when you're a sheni, how come you become a sheni? And that Rabbi Eliezer will challenge him about. Rabbi Eliezer, first of all, tumah mishiurim lo kagamrinan. We don't learn out tumah from the shiurim. Shiurim are its own class, its own area of halacha, and they don't necessarily overlap with the dinei tumah. Just because something has to be bigger or smaller in order to make something tamei does not make it more chamor or less chamor. Ve'od, lidvarecha, according to your own shita, she'ata omer ala rishon sheni, yafeh ata omer. You, the shitatcha, who says that if he ingests a rishon, he becomes a sheni. That makes sense, because you said that the ma'achal, the food substance, is more chamor than the ochel, the one who is consuming it. So you went from a rishon down to a sheni. Avo sheni shemi lama. How come when you have a sheni, when he ingests a sheni, he remains a sheni? He should drop down again. So hello, I have that because matzino shasheni ose sheni ade mashkim. When it comes to liquids, a sheni lituma can create another sheni lituma. That has to do with a gzeira we'll see in a second that is mentioned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Yeshua and says, Amalova, mashkim nami tila havu. Wait a minute. When you're talking about the mashkim, these liquids become a rishon lituma. Titnan, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is kola posel bitruma. Anything that can make truma pasul. Pasul means it's the end of the line for tuma of that item. When it comes to truma, we have rishon sheni and shlishi. Shlishi is the end of the line. So pasul means shlishi lituma. So something that can create a shlishi l'tumah is a sheni l'tumah. So anything that is a sheni l'tumah that comes into contact with liquids, it makes those liquids into a rishon l'tumah. And those liquids, as a rishon l'tumah, now can go mimetameh items, a sheni l'tumah. Chutz mi tful yom, the only exception to that is that a tful yom, who is a sheni l'tumah, does not have this gzera associated with him. The reason for this gzera is because when a sheretz, an avatumah, would come in contact with liquids, it would actually make it a rishon l'tumah midoraitim in a Torah. Therefore, the chachamim were gozer on all liquids that they came into contact with something tamei, that they are rishon l'tumah, to remind us of this impact, because liquids can easily become tamei and easily come into contact with the sheretz, and therefore they made it that all liquids have a din of rishon l'tumah. Those that touch the sheretz will be rishon l'tumah midoraita. Those that come out of this gzeirah, that touch the sheni l'tumah, and that made them into rishon l'tumah, will only be a din of rishon l'tumah mi derabanan. Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Yeshua and says, I don't understand. If you're talking about the mashkim, what happens when you have a sheni l'tumah and it comes in the contact of a mashkir, a liquid, it makes the liquid into a rishon l'tumah. So why are you telling me it makes a sheni into a sheni? Rabbi Yeshua's response is going to be that I'm not speaking about the liquid itself. I'm speaking of the fact that the liquid here that touches the ochel can make another ochel into a sheni. Because the first ochel, which is a sheni, makes the liquid a rishon, and then the rishon, which is the liquid, makes the next piece of ochel into a sheni. So one food can move to another food as a sheni. So we see this idea that you can have this flat movement of tumah through liquids. And just like there, we have this paradigm of a sheni making a sheni. So to over here, when you consume a sheni, I'll make you into a sheni. Va'od, and then Rabbi Eliezer challenges Rabbi Yeshua and his shita again, about this idea that it drops. When you consume certain tumah, ochel that is tumah, the consumer should drop down from the ma'achal that he consumes. Well, what are you doing with the last statement? Va'od, shlishi, sheni, lama. You said over here that if it's a shlishi l'tumah, in Chulin Shenasua Torata Truma, it makes a Sheni in Kodesh. That's actually upgrading. That's not even bringing it down. Why does that happen? So Amalo, he responds to him about the Truma, and he says, Afanilo Amarti, Elobi Truma. I'm saying that you're moving from one silo to the next. And we've discussed this in the past, and we'll continue to discuss this, that in terms of Tuma, there are silos. There's Chulin, there's Truma, there's Chulin Shnasu Atarata Truma, there's Kodesh, there's Chulin Shnasu Atarata Kodesh, there's Para. These are silos of Tara and Tuma. Each one has its own scale of moving Av, Rishon, Sheni, and how far down it goes. But when you move between silos, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua is saying over here, when you move between silos, it has no relevance. Just because you kept something Bitara for Truma has no impact in terms of Kodesh. In terms of Kodesh, it's as if nothing happened. And that's what he says here, that I only said this by Truma, Shetara Ta. Even if you keep it Tahor for Truma, Tuma hi Yetzela Kodesh. When it comes to Kodesh, it's as if it's still Tamei Legamrei. It's as if you kept no Tahara over here. So that statement, and we'll be addressed it in tomorrow's daf again, we will speak about this in more in depth, but this idea that when you move from one silo to the next, it's as if you didn't keep any levels of Tahara. So even though you protected everything, you were careful about everything, but since you did it L'shem Truma, does not count when it comes to Kodesh. Kodesh is its own category, its own hierarchy, and you can't mix and match between them. Just because you kept something with Tahara for Truma has no impact on terms of Kodesh. If you want to keep something for Kodesh, you have to have in mind to do it for Kodesh when you start out in order to keep it Tahor. So now Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yanai, they're going to make a statement that is very similar to what we just saw from Ula, which is, Ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin shnasu atarata kodesh. Someone who eats a shlishi, a third level of tuma, on chulin shnasu atarata kodesh, nase gufo sheni lekodesh. It elevates his goof to be a sheni lekodesh. Now, this is the exact same statement as made by Rabbi Yoshua, just instead of it being on a shlishi of truma, or chulin shnasu atarata truma, it's now talking about a shlishi in chulin shnasu atarata kodesh. But what you see from here is that there is a shlishi in Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaKodesh, which is the same thing that Ula just said. That Ula said that I don't agree with the diuk that's being made by Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, that when it comes to Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaTruma, there is a shlishi. But when it comes to Atarat HaKodesh, there is no shlishi. I disagree and I say there is even a third level of hierarchy in Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaKodesh. And that's what the statement over here of Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yochanan is also saying. That ochel shlishi shel chulin asu atarat kodesh nase gufo sheni lekodesh. You know, eight ve Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Zeira challenged Rabbi Asi about this. Shlishi sheni lekodesh ve'ein sheni letruma. That a shlishi is the third level is a second level goes to second level in kodesh ve'ein sheni letruma. But there is no second level in truma. But chulin shnasu atarat truma. That's only talking about when we're doing chulin shnasu atarat truma. Altarata Truma in Altarata Kodesh, lo, the same diuk that was made by Rabbi Bar Chanan and was also made in the previous Gemara in yesterday's daf, this idea that Rabbi Yeshua's statement only applies to Chulin Shnasu Altarata Truma, not to Chulin Shnasu Altarata Kodesh, implying that there is no third level in Chulin Shnasu Altarata Kodesh, number one. Number two is that when you take this third level of Chulin Shnasu Altarata Truma, it's problematic for Kodesh, but it's not problematic for Truma, because you kept Chulin Altarata Truma. So therefore, since it was kept Altarata Truma, it's not a problem for Truma, and therefore won't make a Sheni in Truma. Only make a Sheni in Kodesh. So he responds, Amale, Lomi Bayikamar. Again, the same way that Ula had changed the way we viewed Rabbi Shua's statement, so to over here, Rabbi Asi is saying the same thing. Lomi Bayikamar. That over here, it's also Lomi Bayikamar. When it says Chulin Shenasu Altarata Truma, it means Tarata Truma, but also Tarata Kodesh. It's still Yishas the Chiddush that even Chulin Al Tarata Truma has a third level of Tuma. So Gemara says, Vahav Ani Lo Amarti, Ela B'Truma Kamar. Says, I only said it by Truma. That sounds to be an exclusive statement, not Lo Bibai Kamar, but an exclusive statement by Truma. So Amorai Ninhu, Valibit Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Machloket Amoraim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. We have Rav Asi saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yeshua believes that there is a shlishi l'tum'ah by Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaKodesh. And we have Rabbi Bar Chanan saying in the name of Yochanan that by Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaKodesh there is no shlishi. It only applies by Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaTruma. Okay, now we're going to move. The Gemara is going to move over to a slightly new scenario. Gemara that will continue tomorrow. And then is pretty straightforward in the beginning. The last line of the daf is very difficult. Has five, six different pshatim about how to read it. We'll try to give the two main or three main pshatim in order how to read it, and then we'll continue with the sugya tomorrow. And the statement is, Amar Ula, Ochel Shlishi, Someone who eats a third level of Tumah, Shulchulin Shnasal Torat HaTruma. So this is Chulin Shnasal Torat HaTruma. The same thing that Rabbi Yeshua had been speaking about, a third level of Tumah in Chulin Shnasal Torat HaTruma. Nifsal Gufo Melechol B'Truma. His body is now Pasul and he cannot consume Truma. Maika Mashmalon, what are you teaching us? Tanina. We have a Tanaic work that says this. Shlishi, when it comes to a third level of Tumah, Sheni LaKodesh, becomes a second level for Kodesh. Ve'ein sheni l'truma, but does not become a second level of truma. That's what we just quoted above. Bechulin shnasu atarata truma. Sheni duhulu havi. What we can medayik out of that tanaic piece, or that breita, is that it won't reach a second level of tuma in truma. Hashlishi havi. But when you ingest a third level of chulin shnasu atarata truma, you are now a shlishi, and you have problems consuming truma. Kuma says, imi hahi. If I was just medayik out of the breita, hava mina lo sheni havi, velo shlishi havi. It's not a second level, it's not a third level. Someone who eats a third level of Chulin Shnasu Atarata Truma is nothing. The only reason I mentioned that there's no Sheni B'Truma, I meant Ein Sheni and Ein Shlishi B'Truma. So why did it say Sheni? Because by Sheni B'Kodesh, it's Dafka. The person who ingests a third level of Truma by Chulin Shnasu Atarata Truma, he becomes a Sheni when it goes to Kodesh. So therefore it said when it talks about Truma that it doesn't, it says Ein Sheni B'Truma. Kamash Malon, and that's what the statement of Ula comes to teach us, that really there is. Third level of Tuma by Chulin Shnasu Atarata Truma is Posel his goof, and he may not consume Truma. Again, when it comes to Kodesh, not only can he not consume it, he becomes a Sheni, the Kodesh, and therefore he's even be Metame. He's not just Posel his goof, he's going to be Metame, the items. So, Eidvei Rav Amnuna Le'ula. Amnuna says, I have a question for you, Ula. Harishon Shibuchulin Tame Umitame, Vasheni Posel Veinu Mitame. Now here we're talking about a Rishon Shebechulin. We're probably not talking about Chulin the Gamre. There are Shitot that believe that it's Chulin the Gamre. We'll go with the Shitot that say we're talking about Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaTruma here. So if you have a Chulin that's a Rishon, first level, Atarat HaTruma, it's Tamei. That item is Tamei, Umit Tamei. And it makes something else Tamei. It'll make something into a Sheni LeTuma. Vasheni, if you're a second level Tuma in Chulin Shenasu Atarat HaTruma, then that's Posel. Whatever it touches will become a Shlishi LeTuma, Ve'en Umit Tamei. But it doesn't cause them to be able to pass it on, because the end of the line in Truma is the third level of Tuma. And so too, by Chulin Shnasu Atarata Truma. Now, this is the line that the question comes from, and this is the very difficult line. Ve'ashlishi. When it comes to the third level, Nechal Benezida Dema. Can be eaten with this pot, this cook item that's made up of Dema, of a mixture. The mixture seems to be here, a mixture between Truma and Chulin. Ve'amart Nipsal Gufo Melechol B'Truma. If you say to me that when you keep Chulin Shanasu Atarata Truma, and he ingests a third level of Tuma there, he may no longer take in Truma, then Melechol B'Truma Safin Le'mide De'Pasule De'Gufe. How could you feed him something? He's a Shlishi. And now you're letting him to eat Nazida Dema, something that has Truma inside of it. How could you let him do this? So Amale, he responds to him, Ula responds and says, Hanach le Nazida Dema. Don't ask me from Nazida Dema, because that's an unusual case. Delek kazayit b'gdei achilat pras. You do not consume kazayit worth of Truma in the amount of time that it would take to eat a pras. Again, pras here is half a loaf, and half a loaf will be subject to the machlok we said before between Rashi and the Rambam. Rambam, who says it's 6 beitzah, will say that this is 3 beitzim. According to Rashi, who thinks it's 8 beitzah over here, will say in the amount of time it takes to consume 4 beitzim, in that period of time, you will not consume a kazayit worth of truma. All right, now, let's go through the different shitot. Rashi actually brings 2 shitot. He brings the first shita that he brings, and he rejects that shita for a number of questions as he has on it. But Tosafot thinks that Rashi's first pshat is actually the right pshat in the Gemara, and the majority of the Rishonim actually say the same thing. Which is, the Gemara says, or the question comes, Vashlishi, Nechal Benezita Dema. That when it comes to a Shlishi Lutuma, what we're talking about here is Chulin Shenasu Atarata Truma, they can be eaten together with Nezita Dema, which is a porridge or some sort of cooked item that includes Tavlin of Truma, spices of Truma that are mixed up in it. Then the question that's being asked here is, Iyamart, if you want to say over here that when it comes to Truma, there is such a concept of ingesting a Truma Shlishi makes you Pasul and you can't eat Truma, then how do we hand him something that he's Pasul for? I mean, this individual ate a Shlishi Lutuma now, Bulin Altarata Truma, when he ingested that, he becomes now Pasul to consume Truma. We're handing now a mixture that has Chulin in it, but also has spices of Truma. How can we hand that to him? The answer of the Gemara is, Hanei Chulin Azira Dema, because it doesn't have Gzai Bechilat Pras. And as Tosfot explains, lo chashinan, we don't worry about it, yichachalei psulaguf. We don't worry about the fact that he's psulaguf, that he has a third level of tuma from ingesting this third level of chulin shnasu atarata tuma. Now, afagav, in general, we say the chatzi shiur deoraito is a problem in a Torah, because over here we're talking about psul haguf. Psul haguf is a din derabonon. And the rabbanon weren't gozer when there's a chatzi shiur, when there's less than a shiur there. So if you're less than a shear, we don't worry about it. And that's the flow of the Gemara. That's the way I explained it. And that's the way the Rashi brings in the first pshat, as well as Tosafot, and most of the Rishonim explain it. Rashi brings down a second pshat, but he doesn't like the first pshat for a number of reasons. One of which is, why does this individual have permission to become Tamei? Says the Kohanim are restricted from becoming Tamei. And over here he brings down something that is not Pashut at all. Tosafot rejects it, as well as many of the other Rishonim. The Rashi says that there's a restriction against becoma Tamei to eat Truma. And therefore Rashi rereads the Gemara like this. We're talking about a case, again, with Chulin Shnasua Tarata Truma, but it's a Shlishi L'Tuma. If it's a Shlishi L'Tuma, then it's Posel his goof. If it's Posel his goof, how do we let him eat it? How do we let this person eat something that's going to be Posel his goof? And then afterwards, what is he going to do? He's going to come to eat Truma. And then he's going to eat Truma B'Isur. So we don't want to let him do that. So the Gemara's conclusion is that it's not Truma. What he's eating is not Truma. It's really Chulin Gredo. It's just plain Chulin. We thought it was Chulin Shnasua Tarata Truma. And therefore it reached down to a Shlishi L'Tum'a. And we thought, therefore, maybe it's problematic. In the end, we say it does not take on the properties of Truma, or Chulin Shnasua Tarata Truma, because the Truma is too small. There's less than the amount that we need. It's less than a Kazayit Be'achilat Pras. Since it was less than a Kazayit Be'achilat Pras, it remains Chulin. And if it's Chulin, then there's no din of a Shlishi over here. It's not Posel's goof. So that's the answer. The Gemara's Havamina was that we're dealing with Chulin Shnasua Tarata Truma. And we Posel is goof because he's eating Truma that's a Shlishi, or Chulin, Shanasu Adat Truma that's a Shlishi, and therefore he shouldn't be allowed to be Posel is goof. The answer is, in the end, we say that's not the case over here because it's really Chulin because there's not enough Truma in mixed in here to make it something that we have to worry about. The Rabbeinu Tam takes a mixture of these two, of the Rashi's first pshat and Rashi's second pshat, and he comes up with his own pshat, and he says that the Gemara started out with a Shlishi, which is talking about Chulin, regular Chulin, that Ochel Sheni, somebody eats a Sheni L'Tum'a in Chulin, is posel ve'enu mitameh. He makes something pasul, but he's not mitameh that item. So now, Kaven Shadato, in the future, he has in mind la'riv truma. He wants to mix truma into this item. So therefore, he has to keep the chulin that he has here, altarata truma. So even though it's chulin, he has to keep it altarata truma. And shlishi is posel gufo. Since shlishi is posel gufo, you're not allowed to keep that chulin around and then mix truma into it afterwards. The answer is, since he only intends to put in a small amount of truma, the spices where he's going to put in is less side b'dei achilat pras. Therefore, he doesn't have to watch the chulin from becoming a shlishi l'tuma. So, Rabbeinu Tam takes the first pshat Rashi and Tosafot, which focuses on the fact that we're talking about the ochel itself here, not the person or the psula guf. So he takes that from the first pshat, and he says, we're talking about mixing in and the ochel, what's the status of the food that's in front of us. On the other hand, from Rashi's pshat, he takes the tzad, which is that we're talking about chulin grede in the end, that we're talking about regular chulin. That we thought that there was a problem here, but in the end there is no problem because I put in too little truma. We're not talking about a psula guf, but rather we're talking about the fact of whether when he consumes this item, he's allowed to consume it. Rashi said the problem was because it might make him pasul. Rabbeinu Tam is focusing on the other side, which is yes, he can't consume it because maybe if it's a shlishi l'tum'a, then he wouldn't be able to mix the truma together and then he couldn't eat it. The answer in the end is he put in too little truma. Too little truma makes a regular chulin. Regular chulin, he first of all can eat it even if it's a shlishi. And the way Rashi had explained it, it won't make him pasul. So those are the three pshatim, a layout for this. We had a question on Ula, and Ula is able to answer the question by saying that we don't have a gzayi b'dei achilat pras over here, and therefore it's not relevant to what I had stated before, that person who consumes a third level of tum'a, when it comes to chulin shnasu atarata truma, he may not eat truma afterwards. You brought a question from this Mishnah in Tarot. That question is not a question because that Mishnah is dealing with this unique case of less than kazayit v'dei achilat pras. Maraz Daf will discuss the position of Rabbi Yonatan, who seems to say the exact same thing as Ula, just in Truma, not in Chulin Shnasua Tarata Truma, and the Gemara will discuss why we need both of their statements. Okay, we'll stop over here.